In Acts chapter 9 and verse 10, the Bible says this, and it said, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, 'Ananias,' and he said, 'Behold, I am here, Lord.'" Mark extra blessing on this word.
Thank you, Lord, for being able to be here today, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just look to you, Lord Jesus, Lord, and as we go into this hour of preaching, Lord Jesus, Lord, we just anoint the preacher, Lord Jesus, Lord. Anoint, Lord, each one, Lord Jesus, Lord, that they can hear, Lord Jesus, and understand in their heart, Lord Jesus, Lord, what this message, Lord, is a telling us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray all these things, Lord, that it be in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. As I was listening to Sunday school lessons, I was listening to the songs this morning, and it went along with this message this morning that sort of God had laid out here on my heart. And where Brother Larry was at, and what was it, chapter 6 or 8, whatever it was over there, you know, the story continues. But back over where the Sunday school lesson was at this morning, we would find that Saul, a man named Saul, was a persecutor of the church. He was a religious man, a very smart, educated man, been to the seminar, so to speak, of Camillus, the greatest teacher of all time on the laws. So Saul, which later became Paul, it wasn't that he was a dummy. He was a very religious and a very educated person. But you know, sometimes we all get to a point in our life that we think that we really know it all and we don't need God. Amen? When everything is going just fine and no sickness in you or your family, no sickness in the church, no sickness, you know, nowhere to be found, nobody's in the hospital, nobody's dying, and all the bills is paid, and the congregation is growing the church and all. We better look out, because the devil is sticking around. He's hanging around. He ain't going nowhere. Now, we might rebuke him, and he may leave for a little while, but sooner or later, he's going to come back. Amen. Sometimes we see people that seem like just struggling in life, and sometimes I struggle. Does anybody else here struggle? And it seems like as the days goes by, it seems like the devil's working harder and the church is working less. You know, if we're not careful, sometimes we get in the comfort zone, and that's the zone that the devil likes to come in and work on, is in the comfort zone. So I think what had happened here in this scripture, old Saul, he had got in the comfort zone. He thought that, so to speak, as the old song goes, had a tiger by the tail. Everybody was scared of him. He was a wealthy man, a religious man, and a very educated man. But you put all them together, and they didn't count up to being God. And so we would see here in chapter 9, to lay it out here, who I want to get to this morning. We would see here in verse 1, he said, Saul yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and he desired from him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, see, it didn't matter to him, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. I want to think upon the thought this morning, and I got out of verse 10 there, where that when Paul was aiming to do his own thing, so to speak, and that was to try to destroy the church, and everything was going just fine. Everything was working out as what he planned. He went to the high priest and he got a letter giving him just like a warrant, so to speak, to go down to Jerusalem, and if he found anybody worshiping the Lord, whether it's men or women, it didn't matter. That gave him the right to take them, his prisoners, put them into chains, bring them, put them into prison, maybe kill them, whatever that he wanted to do. So he had this all planned out. Had it all planned out. And everything worked out just fine, just like sometimes my plans and your plans, they work out just fine to the certain point. But if God is not in it,
Come on, brother.
And if your plans and God's plans differ, then you better watch out, because there's going to be a clash.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Because God said, my plans is not your plan, my ways is not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yeah.
But God said, my ways and my thoughts are way above yours.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Think about that for a while. No matter how educated we are, no matter how smart we are, no matter how religious we are, we cannot depend upon our righteousness. We cannot depend upon our religion.
Right.
We cannot depend upon our education. When it all comes down to one thing, and that is we need to listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. You know, sometimes, and I do it myself, Brother Larry said, I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I make plans without even asking God. Does anybody ever do that? Make plans without saying, God, if it's your will, I'll do this or I'll do that. We all, I think, on the human side of things, John, we all look ahead too far, hey man, of where we want to go and what we're going to go and what we're going to do. And you know, sometimes your plan just don't work out the way you want them to work out. I know back in, what was the month before, in June, I've been trying to get to Indiana to see my children and grandchildren since June. And I said, well, I'm going to go in July the 4th. Well, I ain't went yet. Amen. So I realized, you know, the Bible says we need to wait upon the Lord. And sometimes we get ill if we don't, our plans don't work out according to the way we want them to work out, Sister Connie. We get angry. But I'll guarantee you, if we only knew sometimes when our life is all planned out and it seems like there's a rod thrown in the spoke, so to speak, that our plan just falls all apart, and you know, it doesn't happen. But sometimes we need to stop and we need to remember that God knows more about us than what we know about ourselves. And this is the way I've got, Martha, and I look at it. If something happens and my plans is stopped, and if it's God's will for them to stop, then God stops them for my good advantage, amen. Because we never know, amen, out here, when we start somewhere out on the road and we don't ask God about it, we don't pray about it, we never know, amen, that the devil don't have a trap laid for us just down the road. So sometimes if your plans gets messed up, just pray about it, amen. And God will work everything out. If you'll put it in God's hand, he'll work everything out. And when God works out your plans, helps you work out your plans, then Brother Rick, everything's going to work out just fine. Amen. See, I'm sure this was not in Paul's or Saul's plans what was going to happen on the road to Damascus. I'm sure what Ananias, things didn't work out according to the way that Ananias had them figure out to work either. Because when Paul started to Damascus, God shined a great light upon him. And the Bible said it knocked him to the ground. And I like it. The Bible said those with him heard a voice. Amen. They heard a voice. But the Bible said, the guy said, we heard a voice, but we didn't see anybody. Did you ever hear a voice when there's nobody around you? Amen.
Amen, brother.
I was across the road here, it's been probably a couple years ago. I come over and I was over at the old church. I hit that altar a lot over there. And I was over there praying. I was going through a pretty rough time. And I was over there praying. And as I was praying, I got to hearing somebody walking around. It got pretty scary. I'll be honest. There I was by myself. And I thought my wife had come in maybe and caught me, you know, or heard me. But I knew she wasn't around. I knew it wasn't her. And I'll just be honest with you. I got to hearing voices and hearing something walk around. And I got scared and I really prayed hard. And I just stopped praying and I looked all around me. And I could hear voices. I could hear footsteps. I didn't see anybody because there was nobody there. And I realized it was the Lord.
Amen.
See, sometimes if we will only listen, we can hear a voice. But you better make sure which voice you're listening to. So here, old Paul was struck to the earth. He was blinded. But notice over in verse 10, the Bible said that there was a certain disciple at Damascus. This is where Paul was going to take them into captivity and maybe kill some of them. This is where he is headed. But there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision. Have you ever had a vision? Do you know what a vision is, if you see one? A vision is a revelation from God, what he sees or what he wants you to see before it happens. You see, in order for a vision to happen, it's got to happen because two people are involved, and that's you, and that is God. Because God still reveals visions to people. You know, the Bible says without a vision, God's people will perish.
Right.
Amen? So this morning, what is your vision this morning of your life, your family, and your church? What kind of vision do you have for him? You know, you say, well, I don't have a vision. Well, friend, the Bible says without a vision, John, we're going to perish. When I started pastoring this church about 17, 18 years ago, whenever it was, God gave me a vision, Brother Larry. He gave me a vision. I hadn't said nothing to about the vision that God had revealed to me some years before. I hadn't said a word to nobody about it. But there was an old preacher sitting on the porch over here one day. And he came to me one day and he said, Brother Al, he said, I need to talk to you. I said, well, talk. He was a preacher and he said, Brother Alf, I was sitting there on the porch and he said, I don't know. He said, I just, how long I was in it. But he said, I was like old Peter was, you know, when he went into a trance or sort of just lost control and went out into the spirit. And he said, I was sitting there and he said, God began to reveal to me as I sat there on that porch and I looked at this lot here and I watched as the crowds went in across the road there on Sundays. And he said, I just sort of got to having a vision. And he said, in my vision, I seen a big building built there, a church, and pointed right here to this spot of ground. I done seen it before, but I was listening to him to see where he was going with it. And you know, when the Bible says where two stand in agreement and two agrees upon any one thing, as Brother Larry's talking this morning, if God is in it, we can't stop it. And he said, I just seen people just going and going and going. And when he got done, and I still didn't say nothing for a few days before that vision. I had seen it a number of years before. But what that was doing was confirming that the vision that God showed me, Connie, and also showed another person. See, God had done reveal to Ananias that the destroyer was on his way. He done knew that. Because the Bible said that to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire, go out there and ask in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is there praying. Amen. Let me tell you, if God is not in it, and God is God, and God can bring us down. Amen. We might think we have got it all figured out. We might think that we have got it all planned out, Brother Jim. We might think that we know it all. We know everything. But I'm going to tell you, my friend, if God is not in it, God can't stop it. Amen. And if God ever leaves this church might as well close the doors on it. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe that's what's happening across the land today. People has lost their vision, amen. And my prayer is here at Bloomington Chapel Church that we will never lose the vision of what? The vision of building God's kingdom, amen. Amen. Somebody say, well, is it not about a big crowd? Yes, it is to a certain extent about a crowd. You say, well, why is it about a big crowd? Why do you want a big crowd? Well, I've always said there is power in numbers, amen. And if there's more people here, then there's more people to get involved in the vision, Brother Larry, and more people to work for the Lord, then there's more you's talking this morning, and everybody gets on the same page and gets on the same vision. I'm going to tell you, if that happens, we're going to have to knock out the inside of this church and build it bigger. People said it couldn't happen when I said it could, and God said it could. They said it's never going to happen. Well, you're sitting right to the place where some of these nutsayers said it wouldn't happen, Sharon. You're sitting on a pew right where God said it could happen. And he said, behold, here am I, Lord. You know, back before Bible school started, I asked for volunteers to step up and help in the adult class. Brother Larry's right. Not my job to do it all. Amen. To teach, preach, and everything. And I asked for help, for volunteers. If I hadn't got none, I'd have went ahead and done it, Connie. But I knew there was people in this church that if they would only do as Ananias said, he said, behold, here am I, Lord. And they was willing to step up. I'm excited. I'm excited about what's happening here. Amen. I'm excited. I rejoice, Brother Jim, in my heart, because I know there is people in this church, and I know that God is answering prayer, and I know that God is speaking to hearts, and I know that people are starting to step up that never would step up before, and they're beginning to realize, this is good. This is good, you know, if they'd ever step up and try it. You know, it's just like ice cream. If you never eat a cone of ice cream, then you wouldn't know what it tasted like, and you really wouldn't want it. You know, it wouldn't bother you too much if you didn't know what it was. But let me tell you, after you eat your first cone ice cream, I'm going to tell you, you're going to like it. Hey, man, you say, I ain't going to like it. Well, get you a milkshake if you don't like that. And so, you know, when you eat that cone ice cream, and I found, Brother Bob, I found the first cone ice cream, I can't really remember, but I know I liked it because I've liked it for years and years. Hey, man. But see, in order to know where you're going to like something or not, you're going to have to try it.
Amen.
And so if you sit back and you know, I don't have to tell you. I'll let God do my talking. Hey, man, I do. I'll let God do my talking. You know, the old song says, I learned to walk or learned to stand while I was on my knees.
Amen.
You ever hear that? I learned to walk while I was on my knees. I'm talking spiritually now. If you never prayed, you never went to church, you would never know what a joy it is to serve the Lord. You know, I thought of that, behold, I am here, Lord. And I was reading this yesterday, I believe it was. I was just going through our reading, praying, asking God to show me. And that hit that, and I thought about at Bible school. I thought about it. When they was, two guys stepped up, and one of them had never taught before, one of them hadn't been coming here long, and he said, Brother Ralph, he said, I'll try it. I'll try it. That's all God asks us to do is try. And then Ricky stepped up. And then about 2 weeks ago, Brother Larry, was it 2 weeks ago Wednesday night, Larry? He asked me at church, he said, you go home, you be home after a while. I said, yeah, I'll be home, as far as I know. He said, can I call you? I said, yeah, you call me. And he called me. And when he started talking, I knew the Lord done had a hold of him. I knew the Lord had been after him for some time now, because I would ask him from time to time, Brother Larry, you want to try it on Wednesday night, or you want to try it on Sunday morning, or whatever. No, I'll let you do that. But I knew, Larry, God was working on you. I knew he was. But I'm seeing people step up that they never dreamed it could do it. But I think these guys is doing a great job, don't you? Amen. I really think they are. And that being said, I want to add a little advice to you guys. Just be careful when you get the applause. And don't let it go too far, because the devil don't like it. You guys may not realize it, but when you step up and say, "Here I am, Lord." Hey, man, here I am, Lord Marty. Here I am. Send me, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I'll do it. When you say them words and you say, "Lord, here am I. What do you want me to do?" And you're willing to step up and do it, the battle is on. Hey, man. Amen. And we need to be equipped with the whole armor of God. And I believe we are. I believe we're putting on the whole armor of God. I believe every one of us sitting here this morning, Brother Mark, realizes and knows that the battle has just really started. Amen. And any time you're going to take a stand for God and do something for God, what else can you expect except the enemy is going to try to stop it? Amen. But let me tell you something. If God's in it, you can't stop it. Amen. You may run off. You may growl. You may carry on. You may fault it. You may do this and you may do that. But if God is in something, you might as well just accept it's God's will and go on with it. If you don't, you're going to live miserable, hey man, because we cannot fight against God and against the Holy Ghost, hey man. And that's what's the trouble with people today. Preachers is trying to tell them how to live instead of letting God tell them how to live. You say, "Well, that's what you're for." No, I'm not here to tell you how to live. I'm just here to preach you the word and tell you how God said you got to live. Amen. I don't tell nobody nothing, hey man. I've had people say, "Well, I know what the Bible says. I don't care what you say." Well, it don't mount the hill of beans what I say, Cheryl. And that's what I tell people, look, sometimes you get on people's toes a little bit, you know. And the only one that's going to get all tore up about it and all puffed up about it is the one that's guilty to start with. Hey, man, that's the one that's going to get angry and get mad at the preacher is the one. Hey, man, and people, you need to realize here, this is not my word. This is not about me. This is about me and God. But in your life, it's about you and God, and you better believe it. I can't stop you from living no way that you want to live. I don't even try to. But I'm going to tell you something else. You better live the way that the Word of God says to live. Amen. Amen. I hear people say, "Well, we don't believe like y'all do." So what? So what? I said, "What do you mean you don't believe?" "Well, we just don't believe what y'all do. We don't believe in that old shouting and running and all that old stuff. Speaking in tongues and all that. We don't believe in that in our church. Lord, we believe going in, we believe sitting down and being quiet." Well, if that's what you believe in, then do it. Amen. I've said it a lot of times. This church is not for everybody here. Amen. You say, "Well, Ralph, I thought this church was for everybody." This church is not for everybody. Well, why not? Why is it not for everybody? Because you may not like the way we worship here. You might not like the way we believe here. And if you don't like it, then, you know, it's not for you. I want people to go where they can enjoy going to church at. Hey, man, I want people to go where they're not all bound up. I want people to go to church where if they feel like shouting, shout. Hey, man, I want to go to church. If I feel like raising my hand and praising the Lord, I'm not ashamed to raise my hand and praise the Lord. I seen a lady sitting there this morning. She's back in the class, I guess, right now. And I looked at her shirt there she had on, and she said, "I'm not ashamed." ashamed. Hey, man, I'm not ashamed. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not ashamed of the Lord. And if he blesses me, and I believe if we're Christians, hey, man, I believe when he blesses us, and I believe when the Holy Spirit gets in us and stirs us, I believe a church, what we have on the inside, I believe it's going to come out every now and then. I believe if I didn't explode every now or haul off and just turn loose and let God sometimes, I believe I would absolutely blow up if I'm like some people, just sit there